Yeah, he has to go, he has to go someplace, yeah. Okay. The Rambam says, Hatztaka, first page, Hatztaka, continuing in Nidreit Staka. Yesterday we discussed the discussion of Machshava, and now we're going to discuss about like Misha Beirachs and Shuls and things like that.
Hatztaka Yibchal HaNidarim. Fichach HaOmer, Harei Alai Selat L'Tztaka, O Harei Selat Zu Tztaka, Chayv L'Tzalanim. Because that's, so you say Tztaka, you have to give the Anim. Miat, Im Icher, Over Baal Ta'acher.
You can't procrastinate, it's Baal Ta'acher.
Shebiyod Alitein Miad, V'Anim Etzuyim Heim.
Because if Biyod Alitein Miad, and Anim are needed, and they're there,
you have to ancient aniyim, mafresh b'niach. So he made a neder,
but there are no aniyim presently.
Ancient aniyim mafresh u'b'niach ad sheyimtza aniyim. So then he should be mafresh, and then he holds it till he finds aniyim.
Like
the parash lagyon in the Torah. Yeah. V'im hisna. Shelo yitain at sheyimsa ani, enu tzarech lafresh. If he made it tonight, chenim hisnam b'shasha nada betzdaka on esnadev also sheyagamay b'shem l'shnosa ulotzor from azav hare elu b'tarim. So, in other words, so there's a halacha first about his nesina and a halacha of his hafrasha. So, if he's saying harei sells the tztaka, so he has to be mafreshed and he has to give it. If the anim are metsuyim, if the anim are not metsuyim, then he has to be mafreshed because lemaise, he, in other words, there's still a hachachiv to be mafreshed right away. That he shouldn't procrastinate the hafrasha, but then there's no anim to give it to. Then he holds it. But if he made it tonight, that he's not going to give it at sheyimtza ani, ein tzarech lahafrish. So if you make it tonight, then you could say maybe he should be mafrish anyway right away. But he says if you make it tonight, then he doesn't have to be mafresh till the ani comes. And if he makes it tonight, that the gabayim should be able to switch it and make gold out of it, out of whatever he's able.
So he had to make a golden menorah or something.
A gold coin.
Gold coin, yeah. Okay. Now, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Maase Korbanos, Perek Yudal, Halacha Yud Beis,
so the Rambam says, "Ein hanoder v'lo hamisnadev chayev, hachei piv libo shovim." Ketzar, "Abis kavi lo maharei olai olav omer shlamim." In other words, he has to say what he was thinking. If he thought he was going to say harei olav and says shlamim, "Ho diskavi lo mar harei zo olav omer shlamim lo omer klum." Piv libo shovim. Whatever he says and what he thinks has to be on the same page. Certain things, they're the same. You know, certain synonyms. But in Dorman and Dorman, it's Tzarech Lotzi B'Svasov. But in Dorman and Dorman, he says you don't have to be Motzi B'Svasov Klum. Elim Gober believe in Lotzi B'Svasov Klum Chayav. Okay, so Gaber believe Olah,
Oshiyavi Ola, Hareza Chayv Lahavi Shanemer Kolad Divleiv. Yeah, Divus Levi is Chayv Lavi. Kim Chayotim is every day Kachim in the Dvosim. So a neder or a nedava, he doesn't make that chilat that we saw in the Dafesh, that maybe the Machshava is only called the div, only the dava, but the Rambam says any neder or the dava for hektesh is chal b'machshava. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says this is the only place in the Rambam where he says that machshava is good enough for these things, meaning he doesn't have it by tztaka. In other words, so the Pashup Shad he's saying is the Rambam Shita is more like the Truvas Harash from yesterday. That you don't extend it beyond Karbatis. So that's what he says here on page 3. I am the case of Mishnah, Ves Yosef, Shokim Sha'ayri HaRambam Da Yershim, yeah. So he talks about Nidrei Tztaka. So he says, Yosef Mashba in the Rambam, Shesova Keshita Habei, Shushita Sarash Ratur. The Lohiskir Din Shemu'il Mashvaz Levad, Rakut Perg Yudal Maisa Korbanus. The only place where the Rambam says such a din, that Machshav is Chal, is only by Korbanus. The Lohiskir Mizeh Gam Hilchos Tzedakah. Which is, as we said yesterday, the Rebbe Tachum was saying it's a chiddush, the idea of to extend it, to other things. So the Rambam only has it in Kipshuto, called the Div Leiv, Olos. You see, this halacha of Machshav is also quoted, so we saw it was quoted in Shulchan Aruch twice, Lagabet Tztaka. Once in Yerodei and once in Choshen Mishpat. 2 days, right? 2 days in Ramah and then 2 days in the Mechaber. Now, in another area in Shulchan Aruch which discusses in Hilchas Tainis on page 4. Kabbalah's Tainis, yeah. So, in page 4 in Kabbalah's Tainis, it says, Amos HaBekablo B'Tfilas HaMincha. Omer B'Shomer Tfilo. Halacha Shesim Tfilas HaKolim Sheyake Raglov. Hare Ni B'Tainis. Yachir Mo'achar. He wrote some Chetek Tfilas HaVim Tanasi B'Kubel. Sing Lo Hotsi B'Fiv. Im Hir B'Libo Shemekablo Tainis L'Mo'achar. Havei Kabbalah. Fushi Yaharakein B'Shas HaTfilas Mincha. So he writes Beferish that it works even for Kabbalah's Tainus. So the Taz quotes it from the Rush. Zemlosh and the Rush, Taz Sivkot and Ches in page 4. Zemlosh and Harush, Perakam at the Tainus, Kosev Arab. Yudim Shem Rabbein Tam, Yimei Yemidaita Lusanas Me'esmol, V'lo Kibel Alav B'mincha, Hach B'libo Hayo Lusanas Me'esmol, V'lo Shaloi Tzviviv, Mikri Shapir Tainis, Nali B'chal Nidiv Leiv, Kedisa Per Gimel Teshvuas, Nigrama V'libo Avu Pishlo Tziv Esfosa Moil. V'avo Gavda Omer Hasim V'lin Shvu Alom, Hani Gavbar Shiyotzi, B'sasayim, D'chziv V'adim B'sasayim, B'staber D'chol Im Yonei Nede Yolfina Me'adodi. That's the Rush. That all in Yanei Neder are included. Yeah, we saw the Mechaber. Right, we had the. Well, we had 2 days in the. Right, one was the Iker one. Right. So the Rush says, "Call in Yanei Neder." Yeah, so the same thing. So the Nidrei Tainis, Nidrei Tztaka, is all part of Nedarim. Steam and Russia have nearly the rights of the Tom Wilson and me, Shahir, Kabbalah, Tainis, Tfilis, Milchum, Otsio, etc. So now the question is, so here in Hilchus Tainis, he only quotes one day that Hirhur is good enough. So he asks, but in Tzimur Reishi Beis, he has 2 days. Heviatur, Chuvas Harash, Misha Kodakarka, Daitishas, and Hektesh. And there he says that it's Kulin Mikachim Loyalfinim. And the Rosh says, today we don't have Kachim. So if he's really holding that's the Iker Deya, is that it's only by Hektesh, so how come over here by Tainus he's Machmir? That's his kasha. Yosef, hey, Rishay Marik. Sharosh, Rishuv, Zoraino, Tofes, Rabbein, Atam. So, the Nirvani has died, the Rosh, Ratur, Eskimu, Psak, Rabbein, Atam, and Yatainas. The Chalmok, Mephesh, Mapshat, Lo, Eskimu. In other words, he says that he's Machmir for Tainas. Why? So it could be that he himself, Rabbi Thomas Machmir, because he held all the Dorim are together. But it could be the Mechaber holds for a different reason. What could be the different reason? So he says, "Tisa Pergimel Deshvuos Amashmul Gaber Belibot Tzach Sheyosim Besfasov for Sheivate Adam Meshvuot Meis Vimotzas Tzach Tishmor." Okay. So he says, take a look now, page 6, to the Taz at the top. So he says, really, the Vadim Shvul will have a Mishum Duchta, the Mahani. By Shvua, you don't learn from Kachim. The Neder, we do. So Shvua is different. He says here, in the middle of the page, on the left side of the Taz, first word in one is Atzmo. Elokan Matainis Hu Nechshav Mamish Kachim. He wants to say that Tainis is different. So some want to say that all the Dharm. So he says he's not working with all the Dharm because the Mechaber doesn't hold from that Svara of the Rosh of all the Dharm. But maybe he holds that Tainus is like a Korban. Right? You know, we say that all the Miyat Chelbi that is Kielu. So when it comes to a Tainus, he holds that Kabbalah of a Tainus is... Hi.
The
label
I told you?
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you.
We just finished
our
tour.
Sorry, I ran
a little bit late.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Take a
grab one.
Yeah, take a seat.
What's
your name?
Habera.
So you're staying in the Lower East Side, though?
Yeah, I'm staying in
the
Ambrose.
By the Ambrose,
yeah. They told me
we
should greet
you, please. Okay, thank you.
You come back
to where you started over
there.
This is Rabbi Hess. This is Rabbi Alter.
So at 12 o'clock he's going to come back to you first call.
Okay. Are you coming to get him? Or
could come and get him. Is anyone headed that direction at 12? Or?
Yeah, he got it back. Yeah. Okay, well.
Come back.
Okay. Come back.
Thank you.
You can stay if you want also. Okay, we're learning the laws of Staka, charity. And we're talking about, so we're just finishing up one thing and then we're going to start a new part. So give me one more minute and then we're going to start the new part of the... So he says that the Mechabashita is the Mikra Din by Korbanos, it's Machshava, and also by Tainus. But by Nidarim, by Nidreit Stockholm, even though he calls it 2 days, the Ikra Shita he holds is that you have to be Motzi the fifth. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to start on page 8. Step 8, 7, then page 8. A new idea about when a person gets an aliyah to the Torah. So a lot of times they make a mishaberach for a chola or something like that, and then the gabbai says that Gary is a gabbai a lot of times. So he says that the person's going to give a certain amount of money to the shul or something like that. So the question is, there was a person takes a neder, he takes a type of oath, you know, does he, it's binding, but here the gabbai is speaking. So usually you have to say it on your own. The question is it binding here, because here the gabbai is saying it. If the person wants to make his own neder, he can make his own neder, but here it's the gabbai. So is the fact if somebody else says it on your behalf, does that make it as if you said it, and therefore you're obligated or not? So, yeah. Yeah. What, the Maharam Brisk?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mean that they were able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think he starts off with on page 8. Yeah. In the second paragraph, the Hinnani, on the right side, page 8, the Hinnani, the Tshuva, Me'ava, B'dover Shesh Ewaso, Be'echov HaGadol, Shekra'u La'olos La'Torah. Somebody was called to the Torah for an aliyah. Be'bedinas Ungarn, in Hungary. Another Esrim Penga, and he said he's going to give 20 whatever that units of the currency when he made the Mishaberach. He said, I'm going to give 20 whatever. Because the guy who got the aliyah before, he also gave 20. They figured that's what people do, they give 20 Penga, whatever that means. So then why not? I have to pay the 20. Then I'm going to pay 20. And then he found out that the minhag is you say 20, but you only give 10.
Why would you pay
20? Yeah. But he didn't know that. So the question is, does he have to pay the real 20? The only reason he said 20 is because that's what everyone else was saying. What? Yeah, because it was a mistake. The question is,
what you committed to.
I guess.
So it sounds like
once the
ancient people come up,
that's oh. He's only doing it because that's what everyone else is doing. Yeah. Okay. All right. So the
question is, have he never taught? Or, Odilma came in the sov kol sov Omar Esrim, the Kivin the Esrim, have he mechuyim the shalim b'milul? So that was the discussion. The bottom line is, when he said it, he meant it. I mean, he was doing it because he felt everyone else meant it. So is that considered a mistake or? So he says over here. Yeah. So is it binding? Is it not binding? Because he never said it himself. He never said,
he told the Gabbai.
So he says like this. Look on page 9.
ואחרי הקדומות הנ"ל יש לומר דלכן הנהיגו בכל ישראל לעשות מי שברך על ידי השץ, והנודע עצה איננו אומר שום לשון נדר או נדבה.
But the minhag is that the person who gets the aliyah, he doesn't articulate that he's making, he just says the amount of money, and the gabbai says it.
ורק שמסכן סכום לזבוסות, על פי דין היה מוקם לאסור בשום חשש מקדישם.
Whereas the question is, how do we do this on Shabbos? On Shabbos, you're not supposed to sanctify anything. Or, right, dinim derabbanan of mekach u'memchar.
So how do we do this? Kivur b'ramo, im lo she'enu maske sacha neder, kanirim lo shen ramo.
So he says,
u'magin avram sha'or zarol, lo hitirak sh'yomar stam, essay Misha Berech Voloyaski Hamos. Afianam Afi Maske Aschum Rakshahu in Enu Motsi Besfasa Bloshaneder and the Dovo Lochaladed of Ashur. It could be that
it's really not Chal. In other words, obviously it's the right thing to do. But the question is, if you didn't give the money, are you considered really a violator of a Neder? That doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. I mean, in other words, you should keep your word even if it's not a nether. But is it a technical violation of a nether? Of an oath?
So we'll see.
The Breuers.
Well, so we'll see. So he quotes from the
Or Zeruah, so you might as well could see it inside. Let's look in the Or Zeruah inside. On page 17 and then page 18. This is in the Or Zeruah, who was a Rishon, right? So, page 17.
Mashanoik Shliach Tzibur, Shakore B'Shabbos B'Sefer Torah, Pa'omim Mavarach Zakore B'Torah, Va'omar B'Sheberach, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarach Es Ploni, Sheyitin Neder L'Chovar HaTorah. Hayamori Avi Zatzal, Mia alaminag disnan peg machine veil hamish mitzvah lo magdisha lo marichim lo machrimin. I mean, the gemara my time exer mishemekach umemkar.
So he says you're not supposed to, you know, makdish something, sanctify something on Shabbos, because it's like a transaction. We don't do business on Shabbos. You shouldn't do erchin. You know, like the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, B'chosai, how you want to give your value to the Beis HaMikdash. So every person, depending upon how old he is, has a different value. Well, Machrim, Rangam, Mar, my time, Xayim, Shem, Mechach, Umemka. So he says, Maishna, Noder, Nedel, Chazan, Meham, Makdash. So he says, why is this any different? Tashna, Leader of the Gavur Asher, Kol Shekein LeHedyot. In other words, I can't give it to the Beis HaMikdash, so certainly I shouldn't be able to do it to for mundane, for the shul, it's not the Beis HaMikdash. Bishlama Shashliach Tzibur Ani Hayanirik Tzas LeHatir. Whereas if the Shliach Tzibur is Ani and he's giving it to him, so it's like he's giving Tzedakah, so okay, then we could... And you have an Ani in front of you. So I can understand. Maybe that would be okay. Because the Gemara says, Damar lo zeh poskim tzedakah aniyim b'Shabbos. One could say he's going to give for aniyim. But just down to the shul, to the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no, you know, so why do you have to do it on Shabbos?
Well, you're not giving them money on Shabbos.
Right, but you're making the commitment.
Right.
So he says, we are feeling the shnitzibar ani lo mustabed the shor lidor one. The ish lomer da hu the rav loza amay mitzlacha shatzrichim lo hayom. The hari tzor hayom. The dam lechov shakvu lo mizman.
Right.
So there should be no difference, right? It's not tzor hayom. So he leaves it as a question. He leaves it as a question. And then, on the next page, he writes, so he doesn't understand, what's this idea of the Misha Berachs? So on page 18, he says, Mikomokom nirabeina yani hamchabed the minik shel heterhu, devadi im haya oso shakora omri mzeh alosho ninidoder, whereas if the person who's getting the aliyah, he himself would say, I'm pledging. I need no dilimcha as a usher. So then that wouldn't be good because you can't pledge on Shabbos. Have a haka shlich tzibur, the shlich tzibur, what we call it, the gavai. I tell you, when my daughter was born, so. Sometimes we do. So my in-laws daven in the Young Israel in the Lower East Side. So sometimes they have young kids being the gabbai. But I don't want that a young kid to be the Kori Shem. Just I wanted some more chashuv. So I called Gary Ambrose before Shabbos to tell him I want you to name my daughter. You'll tell him that he remembers the story. He says, I want you to name my daughter. So he's an older person, whatever. So he named my daughter. Since he doesn't say that lashon, ein kan iser. So he says, so there's no iser.
The question of itself.
Right. You mean is it binding?
Is it binding?
Right. Right, but in those, he's talking about Mishat Shabbos.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So he's saying that it's really not a neder. Well, we'll see. He speaks about the Shabbos angle. Then we'll have to go back to the neder angle.
Right.
So in other words, as long as you're not saying it, then you're okay. So if you're the gabbai saying it, and obviously he's not known there for himself, and I wasn't known there, so then no one was known there. So then that's not mekach memkar. Okay, so that's the Orza rule. So now let's get back to the Maran Brisk. On page 10. So he says like this on page 10. He says, Chutz mizeh, yish lo dekhanim chal klal ha-shlichus, kem ed al-pi rov en ha-olo la-tora omer v'fid b'l-shono in the Oseh Otzcha Shliach. Right? He's not making him a shliach. The question is whether you can have, you can do it through shlichus. So, and he's not. Wait, I'm sorry. We should go. No, we're really page 9. Let's go back to page 9. I'm sorry. Here, Vacharei Hakdomo Sanal on page 9 on the right. The first arrow.
יש לו מדוכנים היגו בכל ישראל לעשות מי שברך על ידי השעס. ענו דבר עצמא איננו אומר שום לושם נדר או ודובר, רב מסכי הסכון לדבוסו. אבל פי דין, היה מוקם לסר משום חשש מקדישן, ולא שאינו מסכי סך, פירם לושם הרמו, שעזרו לו היתר עד שיום סתם. עצם מי שברך לא יסכי המוס, אבל לפי הנאו, אף אם מסכי הסכון, רק שהוא איננו מוציא בספוס, אבל לא נדר נדובר, לא חל הנדר השבוע, ומותר. So he's saying that the Ozanur says the minhag is not the same. I mean, no, there's with the Shabbos angle. So then he says, once we're not doing that, then it's not a neder. And then it's not binding. Mutak, yeah. So the Ozanur takes the Shabbos angle, but once he says that you don't say it yourself, then it's not really a neder.
Even if you answer all the
right, he doesn't say, yeah.
That might only be by a shvur, right? That's some of the Kolomim is Kamatzi
Shvur. Shvur Batir, right.
Maybe not by a
Leder. Maybe, yeah. So that's what he says over here, that since you don't say it, and the Ozer Ruah says we go out of our way not to say it, so we shouldn't violate that halacha.
Of Shabbos.
So then it's not even Chal. The only question is, but what about according to the Shita that Machshav is good enough for a neder, for Nidrei Tzedaka? Right? So because when you're telling the amount and you're listening to the God by make the thing, so you're thinking about it. Obviously you're thinking about it. So maybe that should... So here, who are Mutarim? Right? On Shabbos. But Lagabi Tzedaka, according to the Ramah, the Ikadeya is what? Is, according to Ramon, is that it's Chal. Oh, so that's his next point. What about according to Ramon, page 10? Second arrow. So he says like this. After Haramah, you see the second arrow on the right side of page 10? After Haramod Zal Yordaya, Posig Bitstoka Chayiv Afim Machshava, Tinkasov Bishut Radvaz, Shiyum Gobra Beliba Lotziu, who rog your lips so command the Sphere of the Chayiv Litain, who crooks you call a delay, Rakshin Kofin or so. So then, according to Ramad, then maybe it should be Chal. Right? Ani Azdaiti Ein Zedom Elohosim, Hosim Maya Bitstoka La'oni. If it's the Ramah, he wants a claim that says it's Chal Machshava is only Tztaka to an Oni. A real Tztaka. Al Hacha Mayri B'Tztaka Lakol. Kavei Hakol Mikhiyovim Mishalim Mikhol Omdim HaMishpartam Chai Katsi HaTztaka Sholem Lidin Lanim Bine HaKabola Shabchol Tchiyus HaShana Osim Chol Aleim Lekai Mashe Kiblu Aleim Having no say the Zarakhoi of a boy, because I have a lake at Stockholm Osher. Things of a call to us, I'm going to know. Back at Stockholm Oni. But he says, like, when you're giving Shadadah from Beis HaKnesses, so the Beis HaKnesses, that's not Stockholm Oni. And therefore, so that's his chat. So there was they're collecting for, I mean, they're collecting for the shul, different needs of the shul. So that's, he wants to claim that the Ramah, he says the source of the Ramah is from the Mordechai, and that's talking about my mitzvah along with his ava. So Beis Knesses is different. So that's what he claims. So therefore, even the Ramah would agree. So basically, his idea is that that the Ozer Ruah says the Oyla never says the Mishaberach,
It's the Gabbai says it, and it's Bedavka to avoid this problem of Hilchah Shabbos. And then the Maram Brisk says, once we avoided the problem of Hilchah Shabbos, because you didn't say it yourself, the Gabbai said it, so we also made it that it's not a nether, because you can't have someone make a nether for you. And even the Ramah, who says that Machshav is good enough, only by Ani. So this is a big cooler. In other words, if somebody, obviously, no one should have this mind that I'm going to be, you know, get an aliyah and tell them I'm going to make and then not give it. You know, that undermines the whole. You know, that's just not a good thing. But the question is it technically a neder or not? That is saying it's not technically a neder, which you didn't say it yourself, and therefore it's even violated another. So if somebody, like, you know, by mistake forgot, so, you know, he didn't violate Ovan Nadarim is very chomer. And so, but look, anything you say in life, you should be a man of your word, but people can make mistakes. But if you violate another, it's much more chomer. Say hello. Yeah, I'm giving shiur now. I'm in the middle of shiur. I'll call you back. Bye bye. Okay. Now there is a marsham here on page 19. This is in the machteach of the marsham. This is in the table of contents. Every once in a while, it's foreign Chazanish or somebody else makes a comment in the Mafteach. So the source is in the Mafteach. He says, "Dvar Isha Shenechles." A woman got sick. She had a house that her father gave her. Ubikshu Anoshim Mimena Shabayis Yelabayla Kol Mechayav. So people asked her, you know, she's very sick, so the house should, you know, passes on, it'll be the husband's. And after he dies, they should give it to the Talmud Torah. Chabur's Talmud Torah, Amr Hain. And she said, okay. Chazra Amr Shafu Yanhing Chabayis Yitzonim. But then she changed her mind and said, no, my husband can do whatever he wants with it. Not for the Talmud. First she said, it's for the Talmud Torah, and then he said, he can do whatever he wants. What do you do, Mizel and Stoker? Ashar Yel and Talmud Torah. And it was a question whether she was lucid or not. So he says, so he quotes this as a rule that, you know, that we don't say it yourself. So here, when she said she's going to give it for the Talmud Torah, she didn't say that, she just said yes. She said, hey. The men of Lahakel, the Mutal lifts up the stock, I'll call part of the word again, Omar Shas Bavush Nodar, who shows to gain him call leather. The Gam Omar Shas Bavush Nodar, even if the Shas says Bavush Nodar, the Ola Omer Sach Ploni, next page 20 and top. Ein zeh b'chlal noder. Kevin shul omer b'loshet etein. In other words, he doesn't say ani etein. He didn't say that. Tashas omer b'loshet over. Tafil omer matzlo the dark disach perish einu neder. Because if you have to say b'loshet osid. So even if you said, you know, and certainly he, and here he didn't even say it. So this idea of the, so the Marsham is not so into the difference, you know, Nadar versus Yitain, you know, because he was Yitain also, Etain, he would say Etain. Right, so that's what he was saying, Chazan Hess, but maybe that's only by a Shvua, it's on that. Not by Ned. I mean, Bukhara, that's, you know, when I was preparing this year, that's what I was thinking, you know, but you know, about Omei and this, but they don't, the poskim don't talk about that. So it must be that what he's saying is right. I think Rav Shechter mentioned that they have Omei, but what he's saying, but what you're saying is the Hanukkah, that maybe there's no such thing as Omei with Neder. The culture came to Omer Hashas Nosh and Omer. The Lake Elo Mishum Machshav Shabalibo. But then the Shizil Lite Mishalosh Anim Shani can move on. So that's the question. If but if she said, so that's the question over here. What exactly did she say?
When we call a neder a mushi nadar, isn't that really a neder? I mean, I can say I will give.
No.
Gavra?
No, because the, no, but
is this, it really a shvur?
It's not a shvur.
Well, I mean, nadar is a chiyuv chesed, isn't it? I mean,
chiyuv. Gavra
can have to. I'm saying. What is it? Well, it seems to me you are pledging to give money.
Right.
That's a fee of Gavra. It's not a fee of
Gavra,
right?
Should
not
have
it
stuck. You mean
you're.
It's a shvur, you say, but it's really not a shvur. Yeah, because it's nidreit staka. So you mean you're going to give, so it means that you're going to be mafresh the most. And then there'll be the most, and then you're going to give that. But it's all chefza, really. Even though it's a lashon that you're doing, which sounds like a shvua, but it's not. We don't have a concept of. You could say a person could say I need nishba to give such and such a thing, but he's not saying that. He's you know. So nadal with staka, so it's mashma that he make an edit to be mafresh staka and to give the staka, but it's all. You know, from the perspective of the chayfets. So he say. So then he discusses how does it work out with the woman. But his main point is that it has to be. You have to say it. And if you don't say it, then it's not voiding. So getting back to your Rabbi Yashiv thing. So you know, it's not such a chiddush that he said it's not bonding. It's never really bonding. You know, the question is, was Rav Yashiv saying that they did something bad, so we, you know, so but it's still, like Rav Shechter points out, the Pasuk in Svanya, Sheris Yisrael, you know, you have to keep your word.
Yes.
Besides the, so maybe his idea was that it's not a neder anyway, it's only been a Sheris Yisrael, so maybe, but if they're not knowing Keshur with you, then maybe, you know, maybe something like that. Maybe. I'm just thinking out loud what could have been the...
I remember.
What could be... And he quotes this in the Bubba of Torah Journal, Kovei Tetz Chaim here, page 21. He says, Reshut Marsham, Hivi Divrei Eror Zeruah, Because of the word, the Gamba Omar Hashatz Ba'avor Shanodar, who show sink ainu b'chal neder? V'gam ba'omer hashatz ba'avor shenoder va'ola omer sach ploni ain zeh b'chal neder. Came shalom omer shalom etein. Hashatz lo omer b'loshen avar. V'fil omer adarti is not.
Maybe he's been to say
b'chal
shenoder rather than.
V'emem b'loshen har zeru yesh b'dak b'lokar omer hashatz ba'avor shenoder in chashat v'gam ba'omer loshen l'haba ainu neder. The first of all, who nusach mishaberach. Who Sheyitein neder, right? So he says even if you say it, because the Orzarua is saying that he said it sheyitein in the future. Apple Pekin, he says that it's not a neder.
Shavar is coming. Look at Ksuba. He says this is what the Chassid said. But he couldn't say he's accepting it at that point.
Right. He can't even get one more Shavar. But either way. Either way, the mice didn't say it.
So makes one difference if you said as long as he's shosik, he was shosik, and
but he says, he says, "Ima ola latorah his chayiv atzma lite latzdaka davar pasha sheish lo mishum neder." So he says, the Gadma himself gets the aliyah. He makes a mishum berach for himself. Yeah. Imam Malashan Avar Kirach Amar Barmor Shanadarti, Emo Mishim Nedek. So then it will make a difference that if he says Lashon Avar, then well, then it's Lashon.
Well, for instance, common people making Kalmolet, they make it themselves.
Yisko,
yeah.
Or
Yisko,
or you come up with a Kalmolet.
Right.
Thanks
yeah.
So then, yeah,
the Kalmolet. I know that, it's like whatever you say.
When you say about Wisha had things to talk about, of course, which was so, that might be a neighbor.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Our really special number in
so then he says, but you know, Lemaisa, he says on the end of page 22, Pasuk Gedolei Achronim Karamo, Tachayev Mekayev Machshavoso. So then he has to do it within Machshava. But Shabbat Hashukh Kosim Mikol Mokum Havei Sveke Dedina, Ki Yesh Mokum L'Sarav Shita Sasorav Deinu Kum. And then we have the Maran Brisk. Yesh Mokum Maran Brisk has the Drach Mitzvah La'oni. Okay, so this is a very fascinating idea of, but that was bothering me the whole time that none of these poskim said, but he had something like, you know, Shefter's mentioned, the idea of Amen. You don't see that
right.
In all these tshuvas, so the Maran Brisk and the Masham.
Yeah.
I was waiting for someone to say it, and no one said it. So I think maybe the answer is what you said, that the Kol Ha'oneh Ha'Ochin Shavuoso. Is obracha shvua, but and then there maybe there's no such thing as a.
Why do we differentiate between aniyim and torkol?
He says that's what he says. The source from the Mordechai, we didn't see that inside, was talking about something that was mashva that it was aniyim. And then a zirik from the Sefer Das Yoel, Yoel Kufa, who was the big time chacham, Kaifa, Shachnas Tavshin Nun Aleph. So basically, yeah, page 13 through page. Oh yeah, I wanted to show you this. So first, he discusses that. You know, we discussed at the beginning, is Maisik Safim only for Aniyim, or is it for everybody? So he thinks that's Taloi in the Rambam versus the others, because the Rambam puts the din Maisik as a din in Hilchos Tzedaka, that's the Mida Beinoness of Tzedaka. So he thinks that since he's putting in Tzedaka, he would hold that it's only for Aniyim. Whereas others say Maisik Safim was a separate thing, it's nothing to do with Stokka. Stokka is for Aniyim. Then there's a separate thing for Aniyim, mitzvahs, other things of Maisa. Oh, but then, let's take a look here on page 15. So he writes here, from bottom of page 15. Shamati mi mokor musmach al agrach mi brisk. Oh. Shayem mishtadal tekev motzei Shabbos. Mashalim et mashanoda b'Shabbos. Mashamish bal yosol Torah. Because right after Shabbos, well, he got an aliyah Shabbos, so right after motzei Shabbos, he would make sure to pay. So why is that? So he's talking about that he did because of Balta Acher. What is it? Amom Shemati Shetamul Hayam Neishes Zeh Nechshav Kipul Asocher Lavodas Hashamis L'Rotel Halitz Choro. There's the money for the shul, so give the Shamis, you know, payment. And he held that it's a shayla that you have to pay some work to you, and to pay him right away. Can't well solve Kipul Asocher Itzad Boker. Avolo Miskab Adasi Yatamul. The other thing that's right, Yeshua Viram Chuvas Sarosh, Shekwal, Dede Lashamish Bachal Mo Stoka, Alanir the Fresh and Rosh Hashkosh, and there's Zush Lomahani, Tanai Hechi Sheikh Al Ta'acher. So, yeah, but still you're over by essay. Maybe the lav is the regolum. But there could be, the essay of Motzah Svasechen here, Rava says, over Rosh Hashanah says, the essay shall motzah sosecha tishmor is your over right away. So that's the previous paragraph. It's both. It's motzah sosecha tishmor and then rosach elishalmo. So that's the first Rambam we did today. That the Rambam says in Icher over Baal Tachet, Ein Shavadim Mafresh Mediachat Sheim Tzadim, in Hissa Shalitain in Tzarech Mahafresh. So he held that. Right. In other words, this whole hanacha is going against everything we've been saying. From Hamad and Ram became Shemutal of Mitzvahs Esek Kaim and Kaim of Yadosh Lin Tzai, Hisa Shalitin and Shiusa Vim, then it's okay. But he thinks that he was choishesh the day of Zushalom Ahani Tanai Hefeshirish Baal Ta'acher. So he was choishesh to give it right away. Because he was giving to the shul, or, you know. But you're right. He was choishesh that it's some type of. Of a nether or something like that, unless they had a different minhag then. But it's hard to believe that in the time of Rav Chaim that the oiler made the mishaberach. So, yeah.
When my son was down in Detroit, by the son of the Rosh Hashiva and Pels, they say.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. That's in a future packet.
Yeah, I know. Sure, I think
that's
they
don't
say
about
Worshimata, they say
Shemata. Rather than about Worshimata,
they
say Shemata. Yeah, they have a Kashmir. Yeah, but it's interesting to see, this Marsham, people don't, this Marsham, this Harem Brisk, These are the Gedolei Achronim. Fortunately, only in the Hasidic world of the Poskim did these farms get looked at today. Farm Gris was a Hungarian rav.
Oh.
Yes. Right. I think he might. Someone told me he might have at one point lived in Brisk, and then he went to. So that was his last name. I know somebody, a neighbor of mine in Brooklyn, one of my parents, her maiden name was Brisk. I think she's from that same family. But he became a rav. You know, even though he might have been in Brisk previously, he became a rav in Hungary, and he was known as the Mar Mordechai Brisk. And that's the whole story. Okay, so Bez Hashem, Monday we'll have the shir in the Sephardic. It's Medrash, please God, at regular time, Monday, Tuesday, then Wednesday it won't be shir, and hopefully Thursday, and then we'll see how long we'll go until. We welcome, what's your name?
Abira.
Abira?
Yeah.
Okay. How long are you going to be here in America for? End of September. Wow. So you're going to be the whole, you're going to be the Lower East Side, where are you going to be?
I'll be in July, I'll be in the Upper West.
Where are you going to be, the Shabbos?
The
Shabbos, where are you going to be? Lower East Side. So I'm going to a bar mitzvah in Teaneck this Shabbos, but my two older sons are going to be with their grandfather in the Lower East Side.
Ah, okay.
So tell Gary that he should introduce you to my son.
Okay.
You'll see. Son.
The Upper West Side,
yeah, and he's from the Upper West Side, and he's from Washington Heights. So you got all the. So we cover all of Manhattan, not all of Manhattan, but three main places in Manhattan. And if you want to come for Shabbos, I'm going to. You come here for Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, here in NYU, you know, most of the people went away for the summer. You know, in America, we work with the summer, so. Yeah. The library, we have the minions. The library minions.